Okay, welcome. We are going to be bringing you the women's soccer broadcast live on Penguin Radio, only at radio.dominican.edu. And this is going to be the women's Dominican University Penguins against the San Francisco State University Gators. Joaquin, what do you have for us?
I'm excited after the unfortunate events of the men's soccer. I'm excited to see what these girls have to offer and to see what these girls have to show us, you know.
Yeah, it's going to be a really good time. They're actually introducing the players right now, and they just introduced the San Francisco State University Gators. Leading off the Gators, they have their keeper, Karen Norden, and they have Daniela Vidal, Autumn Fox, Brittany Oldham, Sydney Stout, Jada Williams, Isabella Nazarino, Kelsey Winstein, Laura Shea, Vanessa Panuna, and Bianca Lowe. And your Dominican University starters are on their way to the field as we speak. And we are going to have a lot of starting freshmen. All right, welcome back, Penguins. They just had the national anthem. They actually didn't actually have the music, so it was just silence. Still, we all know the meaning of that to this country. So the starters for the Penguins is going to be Mariah Meza, Catherine Klein, Stephanie Powick, Danielle Finks, Lily Dubuck, Rachel Stowell, Kara Daggy, and Bailey Kaiser. Joaquin, what are you looking for in this woman's very young, actually, keep in mind, with Gabriella Tassano as the keeper, another freshman. A lot of freshman starters. It's going to be a very exciting game.
And also keep in mind that they have a sophomore captain, Katrina Klein. Last year she showed exceptional skill in her play and leadership. And what I'm looking for on this Dominican side is possession. What I always look for, possession, ball handling, passing, movement off the ball, intensity, energy, and high pressure.
Those are the keys to look out for. We have Mariah Meza and we have Lena Miller in the middle ready for this kickoff. And there is the whistle. Meza immediately draws it back to that right wing, which is another freshman, Daggy, who plays it back to the middle to a veteran, Stephanie Powick. Out to the side, back to the middle to Powick, and through to the middle where Mariah Meza controls it, but gets dispossessed by Winstein, who wins it right back. And then we have Kaiser plays it out to the wide to Steph Owens, who is the senior and the leader on this team, showing what this team can really do. She is one of the very few seniors. And as she kicks it up, it gets out of bounds, and now we have a throw-in for Dominican.
We have a very, very fresh rookie back line here. It's going to be very interesting to see how it plays out.
Owens passes it into Miller. Miller then plays it back to Steph Powick and gets dispossessed again by Winstein. And Winstein gets to the middle. Then we have Klein there, who is another sophomore who played very well last year, gets to the middle, plays it back to Powick. Powick plays it out to the wide to Owens and plays it over the top looking for Kaiser, but cannot get there. They have Bianca Lowe there to kick it out of bounds for another Dominican throw-in. Kelly Coffey is their head coach. He is their first-year head coach, but not at Dominican, but first year as the women's soccer coach. He's very into fitness, and these players are looking to be running all over the field. Owens now on the throw-in. One more. Throws it short to Meza. Meza controls it with her chest and brings it down to her foot. Takes a nice cut to the middle. Plays it over the middle where we have Dubuck. And it gets cleared out by Lowe.
Mariah Meza also had a spectacular freshman year, scoring a couple goals to give him the wins. And she's showed immense strength and aggressiveness towards after the ball.
Owen plays it out to Kaiser, and it gets a little bit away from her, and it's going to be a throw-in for the Gators. Although the throw-in is lost, and now Mariah Meza has it, and she's taking it to the 18 for a big cross. She has Owens in there. Owens made a big run to get back in there, and now she is hustling back. Lily Dubuck joined on the ride. Now a kick from the keeper, and it's a little botched, so it's going to be an easy bring down for Kaiser. Tries to flick it on to Meza. Meza's running down, and it is touched back to the keeper for a better clearance and gets it all the way out to half and up to the head of the keeper's, or head of the Gators. Autumn Fox is there. However, fortunately, Klein is there on the recovery and clears it for a throw-in.
It's the weather is nice and cold, though. Changed from the men's
game. Yeah, very
game.
Windy. Wind's not much of a factor this time. It's a good observation. Catherine Klein on the throw-in recovers it, and she gets dispossessed, although it is also recovered by the freshman Rachel Stowell, who clears it out. And then right back into the box by Jada Williams, who plays it, and it bounces, and it goes right over the keeper, Gabriella Tassano, who flips it over bounces over the top, but she doesn't have to touch it. But scary moment there off the bat.
Yeah, that was very lucky. If she hadn't kept her eye on it, it might have just bounced right in.
Tassano then clears it out to Rachel Stowell, who plays it back to Tassano again. And a clearance on the ground right to the foot of Finks, who plays it out wide to Stephanie Poek and has a streaking Kaiser, who she plays to over the top. A beautiful ball. Kaiser takes the positive touch and controls it to the middle. Fights off two defenders and keeps it for the big cross, although Brittany Oldman is there to recover. Oldman clears it out all the way to the back. And then we have Daggy letting it run all the way to Sana, who takes a touch, a little risky, and then plays it all the way out wide to the freshman, Rachel Stowell. Stowell then goes into a collision with Danielle Vidal, and it goes out for a throw-in.
So far, it's been a high-intense game. A lot of passing by the Dominican team, a lot of aggressiveness by the Dominican team on the left side.
Always Rachel going down Stowell is really holding down that left side.
Yeah.
She's doing a tremendous job already. Although she did have to clear it out for a corner kick, I would rather take that than a cross into the box any day.
Any day.
So now we have a corner kick coming up for the Gators. It's going to be taken by Kelsey Wittstein. Penguins falling back into formation. A weird little cross formation the Gators have planned out. Half the people at the goal line and the others on the top. Here comes the cross. It's on the ground and an easy clear for Stowell for another throw-in for the Gators.
The corner kicks on the ground can be dangerous if shot hard enough, because if shot hard enough on the ground, it can deflect off any player and it can deflect into the goal.
Here comes the throw-in now. Down the line trying to find Vidal again. Can't make it to her foot, though. We have Katrina Klein down there for another big, big clearance for a goal kick. Great job at shielding the ball away and making sure that it didn't get anywhere into the box. Already 5 minutes into the game, and there's been a lot of back and forth. Tassano with the big clearance. Lena Miller is there for the flick on. Klein there as well. Meza flips it back to... We have Finks, although gets dispossessed, and now we have the Gators on the attack, with led by Winston. She plays a huge ball into the box, but way too far. Tassano has an easy grab for that, clearing out her defensive line, making sure they get up. Looks like we're going to have a big kick here. And it makes it all the way to about half, where we have Lily Dubuck there. Dubuck heads it over, over Shea, and she's taking it down the line. Takes a little bit too big of a touch. Oh, they're saying it was off the Gator player, so it's going to be a Dominican throw-in. Throw-in to Lena Miller. Lena Miller plays it back to Stowell, just trying to keep possession. Stowell, although does get dispossessed, trying to keep possession, and now Fox has it. Fox lays it off to Vidal. Vidal now has it over the middle, into the box, and it is cleared away by just the hair of a toe from Daggy. although Gators still have it on the attack. Vidal tries to make a cross right to the hands of Tassano, and it's going to be a clearance. There is Tassano over the top. Klein heads it away. Lena heads it further on. Still on the ground. Lena goes in for another tackle, even though she does not win it. We have Oldham on the field. Oldham lays it off to Winstein. Tries to play in the middle from Winstein, but Daggy's there for the clearance. Penguins now trying to recover as the Gators keep pressing forward. Down the line, the right side, we have Fox running down, and she tries to make a cross in, and it gets deflected off of Powick, and it's going to be a corner kick. Already the second one of the game. What does that tell you?
It's going to be that the San Francisco Gators are really, really pressing the Dominican line, and the Dominican line is having a hard time trying to get past them and into their own half.
Here comes the cross now onto the ground again. A streaking player comes crumbing in, and it goes right over the box. And another follow-up shot just inches over the top of the goal. That was the last one was struck by Sydney Stout. A tremendous strike that just went inches over the crossbar. Fortunately enough, the Penguins get a goal kick out of it.
That was a great shot off of a rolling ball. Usually those go high up in the air and are usually shanks, but this one was pretty, pretty nice.
Tassano on the goal kick to Lena's head, flicks it on one time, and then we have Dubuck, who plays it over to Kaiser. Kaiser's now running with it, fighting to maintain possession, although it's just too much for Panuna. Panuna then plays a big ball across into the box, right to the foot of Nazario, and she puts it away in the back corner.
Great.
A deep cross from Panuna all the way into the box to Nazario, who takes a touch, gets away from a defender, and left foot strike to the far corner, gets away from the keeper, and it just goes right in.
Great shot. That ball from the Gator player to come in and go over the Dominican defender, and then to finish off with that left foot. It was a ball on the ground that just barely skipped the fingertips of Tassano.
Tough break for the Penguins. Great shot from the Gators. Lena Miller and Mariah Meza are back, ready to take off the kickoff. And it goes right to Lena Miller's foot, and she plays it a deep ball into their territory for a Gator throw-in. Gator throw-in goes to the feet of Jada Williams. Williams controls, plays it back to the defender, although Dominican is pressing. And that is Panuna, who plays it out for a Dominican throw-in almost at the touchline.
A key for Dominican is not to let their heads down. If they hang their heads down, then the rest of the game is going to be going. It's going to go very, very bad for them.
We are only 10 minutes into the game. There's still so much time left. There's not that much time that has already expired. So there's plenty of time for this Dominican team. I agree with you about staying positive. The throw-in now to the feet of Mariah Meza, backing up, and she tries to play it in and kicks it back out. And it is cleared away, but then Stowell is there for the recovery, who tries to play it back in, and it gets touched away, still dancing around in the box, and it's going to go to the hands of Karen Norden, the Gators keeper, who is going to let her players get up and has a nice little kick to about half field, where we have Lena Miller. And then we have Finks as well, who takes a kick. But then Steph Owens uses her big leg and plays it forward into the opposing territory. Gators are quick to reply, though, and they have Oldham, who plays a ball into the middle, although it is dispossessed after Kaiser there on the play. And now we have Nazario making more plays for the Gators team as Stowell is being pressed back to play to her other center back, and now she plays up to Mariah Meza. And then we have a streaking Dubuck. What a run she just made to get that far up. And it's going to go out for a Gator throw-in.
And the wind is picking up here, so this is going to affect the through balls and the balls in the air.
Throw-in now gets headed away, and it's going to be another Gator throw-in. Gator's trying to find a player to play to. Looks like she's going to go deep down the line, but we have Catherine Klein there. Klein heads it back. Has possession and plays a nice ball up forward. Mariah Mesa goes into a 50-50 ball, but does not outlast Jada Williams, who gets it out farther. Although Catherine Klein is there again to keep it on. Although at the end, they do clear it out back to half field. Not much possession going on right now. Klein, however, does draw the foul. Her and Jada Williams kind of having a little tiff back and forth. Here comes a big kick from the big leg of Steph Powick. On to Mariah Mesa, who flips it on one time, and we might have a shot here from Kaiser. Kaiser controls it over to Mariah Mesa. Mariah Mesa has a shot! Goal, Mariah Mesa. Wow, and just like that, the equalizer.
Great shot, great placement. Once again, it was on the ground, and it just missed the fingertips of the goalkeeper. It was a great run by Kaiser to get the ball and to get it over. She got dispossessed, but Mariah Mesa was right there. Great position by her to get it, to regain it, and shoot the ball and score that amazing goal, that equalizer.
I thought Kaiser was going to take that shot on her own, but she was selfless, and Mariah had the better shot. Mariah Mesa had the better shot, and she gave it to her, and she buried it in the back of the net. Now off kickoff, the Gators play a very deep ball into the Penguin territory, and they have a nice little play down the line. That is Autumn Fox, who's making the run. She plays it into the middle, where she finds Kelsey Winstein, who puts a shot on goal, and it goes way over, and it's going to be a goal kick for the Penguins.
Great start by the Gators. They just went right ahead, straight for that through ball.
Tassano now on the goal kick. Big ball to Lowe's foot. Plays it on to Mariah Mesa. Mariah Mesa gets dispossessed. And it is back all the way down to Sydney Stout, who plays a big ball over top, but Steph Owens is there. And then she plays it over to Finks. Finks has a nice touch. And then Mariah Mesa gets dispossessed by Brittany Oldham. Oldham lays it off to Vidal. Vidal takes a cross on shot. It's going to go right to the foot of Isabel Nazario, who had the goal before, but it does not reach her foot, and it goes out for a corner kick. Deflected off of Stowell. It's going to lead to a corner kick.
This game has been back and forth from one end to the other. It's been a great game so far, very equal, very intense. And now with that, and now that they're equal or tied, it's going to be even a better game because they're both going to want to fight for it.
Yeah, we knew that it was going to be a tough matchup from the start. Now there's 30 minutes left in this first half, and here comes the corner, and it does not make it into play, so it's going to be a goal kick. Goal kick now coming from Tassano. Tassano getting ready for her goal kick, letting her team get up, press up to half field. Tassano's kick's good. Flicked on a few times. Lena Miller uses her big body to contain possession from two defenders and then dumps it off first time to Kaiser. Kaiser then lays it off to Finks. Finks plays it off to Steph Owens, and then Owens has a nice ball down the line to Mariah Mesa, but we have Bianca Lowe there to stop that run. Lowe then clears it out, and we have Steph Owens, who tries to play it into Miller, who tries to flick it on, but Brittany Oldham is there to make that stop. Plays it off to Laura Shea. Shea now has the ball midfield. Dumps it off to Panuna. Panuna has plenty of time and space to take touches and then has a big shot on goal, who reaches the keeper on the fly. Great stop by Tassano.
The midfield fell asleep there because she had so much space to run, and she even had space to take that shot. She thought that she had enough space.
Tassano now. Sorry, Tassano playing it to the middle. Lena Miller is there to flick it back on. And now the Danielle Vidal is there and has a shot on goal. And it is back to Tassano. Lena Miller was getting into it a little bit with the center back, Laura Shea. Now the big kick is up into the middle of the field, touched on a few more times. before Mariah Meza is there off the botched clearance. Mariah Meza now has it at top of the 18, and it is luckily touched away by Jada Williams, or else that could have been another goal for Mariah Meza before we even hit halfway through this first half.
You got this. Here we go. Relax.
Steph Owens stepping up to take this throw-in to the foot of Kaiser. Kaiser tries to touch it around. Does touch it around. But the ref does say it's a little too physical, and it's going to be a free kick for the Gators.
What I have noticed is that the Dominican Penguins are very aggressive, are a very aggressive team. I have heard that the coach made them do two-a-days before the season even started. So now they have stamina, and they're strong.
Here comes a free kick to the foot of Steph Owens, who lays it into the air back to half field. Lena Miller trying to chase it down, but cannot. Klein trying to get on her feet, trying to keep it in play, but the Gators are too persistent. And now that Autumn Fox has the ball at the top of the 18, plays it across the middle, but Steph Powick is there on the recovery for the clearance. Now we have Stowell down the middle, lays it off to Dubuk, and Dubuk gets it out of bounds, and it's going to be a Gator throw-in. Dubuk has a lot of speed is what I'm starting to see. On the throw-in now, Stowell is there on the back, and it's going to be a touch-in, and it's going to be a Dominican throw-in.
Dubuk has a lot of speed, and that speed, they have to take advantage of it. They have to keep sending her those balls down the right wing and hope she gets it.
Throw-in now for the Gators is in, and it is immediately headed out, and it's unfortunate header, and it's going to be a Gator or a Dominican throw-in. Deep in their own territory, however. Stowell is on the throw-in. Dubuk checking two. Chests it down to her feet and plays it off to the middle where Klein is. Klein then flicks it on one more time to Lena Miller. Although Lena Miller gets dispossessed by Brittany Oldham, who touches it around her and plays it to her own right back, who plays a deep ball all the way, and it just a little too much. She tried to find Danielle Vidal, but it was just a little too much, and now Tassano has the ball, and she's letting her teammates press up and regain position. Lays it off to Steph Owens. Owens now plays it off to Kaiser. Kaiser deep ball over the top, although there's Jada Williams right there. Dominican regain possession. Klein tries to play a ball over the top, but there is Sydney Stout there to slow that down. Stout gets dispossessed in the middle. And it goes out for a Penguin throw-in. Steph Owens on the throw-in. To the foot of Lena Miller, who flicks it on one time to Mariah Meza. Mariah Meza just cannot body Bianca Lowe. Gets dispossessed, and it goes out for another Dominican throw-in. Now Kaiser tries to get the ball off the throw-in from Steph Owens, but that doesn't work either. But we have Steph Powick there for the quick clearance, and it's going to be another Gator throw-in. And now we're going to have our first substitution of the game, and it's going to be Hannah Gamari coming in for Bianca Lowe. It looks like Penguins are getting ready to have their own substitutions that will come a little bit later. Now we have Steph Powick dumps it off to Steph Owens, little Steph-on-Steph action, who flicks it on to Kaiser. Kaiser then flicks on to Lena Miller. Lena Miller has time and space in the middle, and she's looking for Dubuk, who's trying to make a run, but I think she just waited a little too long, and it's going to be a throw-in for Dominican because she did not control the deflection of the pass.
Lena Miller should have passed it a little bit earlier, so then Dubuk had enough time to think and possess the ball well.
Now here comes back off the throw, and they're going to switch fields to Kaiser. Kaiser gets dispossessed, however, from Autumn Fox. Autumn Fox is now running down the sideline with many Penguins chasing her, and she passes it off to the middle, a smart pass to Nazario, who had the only goal of the game. Nazario then flicks it back to her center back, who puts it up way forward, although it is dispossessed by Steph Owens, and Steph Owens clears it up forward to Lena Miller. And then Lena Miller gets pushed from behind and gets the free kick called in her favor. We have Steph Powick going to be taking this free kick now. Huge kick all the way down to the very end, except Stout is there. And they said that Danielle Finks is just a little too aggressive, and they're going to give the Gators a free kick at about half field.
Very physical game so far. A lot of fouls called, but it's necessary to have a physical game to have a good game.
I agree. Number 7, Brittany Oldham, is going to be taking this free kick, and she just plays it right to the middle of Danielle Finks, who tries to clear it out one time, but is just immediately brought down by the incoming player, Gamari. I was right the first time. But we have Mariah Mazin now all the way back in her own possession, and Fox is making a huge break for it. The Gators have really pushed up far. Mariah Meza had to drop all the way down as the lead player, or as the head of the field. And now we have Kaiser coming out, Bailey Kaiser, and incoming is the senior and one of the greatest that Dominican has to offer, Lauren Golnick.
She also adds a lot of speed and a lot of strength to this Dominican offense, which hopefully will help them score their second goal that puts them in the lead.
Goal kick now coming out to about half field. Lena Miller is getting her touches in, and she clears it out to the half, and it's going to be a Gator throw-in. And now we are going to have another substitution. Coming into the game is number 20, Chelsea Frostick, and coming out of the game is number 9, Sydney Stout, who has done a tremendous job for this Gator team already. Throw-in is now to Lena Miller. Miller possesses it in the middle, plays it back to Klein. Klein goes into a big tackle with Nazario. Nazario then drops it off back to her midi, Vidal. Vidal has a big cross into the box, goes over the head and right to the foot of Winstein, and Winstein puts it in the back of the net. A great ball over the top, and it just went right over the head of Stephanie Powick. She just tried to clear it, and it did not work out, and it went right to her Weinstein's foot to a beautiful finish. What happened there?
It was a great ball, first of all. Great through ball. Great vision from the Gator player. Bad positioning and bad decisions from the Dominican defense, and a great execution by Westin in the
I
in
think
end.
A great execution is the best way to put it, because they really finished that play very well. And now there are going to be more substitutions for the Dominican team. Coming off is Lena Miller, and coming in is another senior who is one of the greats, Kayla Carlson, another great finisher. So they're bringing in a lot of attacking force in this second half of the first half. With just 21 minutes left, the score is 2-1. Your Gators are beating the Dominican, the Gators are beating the Dominican Penguins. And this is radio.dominican.edu, only on Penguin Radio. Starting off from kickoff now, we have Catherine Klein touching it back to the middle, pushing it forward, right to the foot of Lauren Golnick. They have numbers forward. Golnick takes about a 20-25-yard shot, and it bounces about two times. She's just trying to loosen up those legs, and it goes right to the keeper, Karen Norden.
Very ambitious from Golnick, but I like her.
That's her style of play. She loves taking those deep shots, and I mean they go in. She has the right. Now here comes Dubaca over the middle, and she is dispossessed, and it's cleared all the way back. Stowell has to fight it off, and it is cleared back up to the middle, where we have Kayla Carlson to her foot, back to Dubaca. Dubaca gets dispossessed, but she does keep the possession, so it's going to be a throw-in for the Penguins. Throwing now from Stowell right to Dubuck through Carol Carson, and it goes back to number 7, Oldham, who gets it out of the way, and she puts it right to the foot of Chelsea Wittstein, who does have the other goal of the game, being defended by Finks, and Finks really bodies up and she wins the possession back, so it's going to be another Dominican throw-in.
Another example of the strength and aggressiveness that these Dominican Penguins have.
Throwing now to Finks. Finks plays it back to Powick. Powick gets dispossessed. Plays a 1-2 ball, and it is offsides. A little cheeky attempt from Nazaria, who tries to find a streaking Fox into the box. Could have been a very dangerous play, but offsides was called. And now here comes Powick with now under 20 minutes left in this first half. Powick going to bring out a big kick. over the head right to Golnick's feet. She has two defenders on her, but she's going to fight them off. But not hard enough as it goes back to the keeper all the way out to the half field where Stowell is there to recover the ball. And then Stowell then plays it off to Mariah Meza, who takes a few touches and tries to find Dubik streaking down the line, but it's just not enough as Laura Shea is there on the defense. And it's going to be a Gator throw-in.
Once again, that speed from Dubik is showing, and I think that the Dominican Penguins are realizing that they need to use her for advantage.
Here comes the throw-in now, all the way back to the corner. It looks like it's going to be a goal kick, and yes, that is the call. Kayla Carlson kept fighting until the very end to get that goal kick going, or to get the corner kick, but it's going to end up being a goal kick in the end. And now we have a sub. It's going to be Cassie Stransberry. And coming out is going to be Vanessa Panuna. So we have a midi coming in for a midi. And keep in mind, Cassie Stransberry has quite a soft cast on her, and the AR was making sure that it was feeling okay. So we have to really, you have to make sure that it's safe to play. So now after the ensuing goal kick, it's going to go all the way up to midfield, and it's going to be played by to half field, and it's going to go right to the foot of Jada Williams, who just came out for Gamari, and Gamari is going to play the ball all the way down. It's going to go to Fox, and Fox is now in the box. Oh, but she is called offside, so it's going to be a free kick now. Stephanie Powick is there with 17:45 left in the first half. Powick's ensuing free kick off to Kayla Carlson, over to Dubak. Dubak now has the ball, and she plays it off, and it just out of the reach, cleared away by the Gator defender. And it's right to the foot of Catherine Klein, who plays it up to Lauren Golnick, touching it around a few, and she gets dispossessed, although she does get back on her feet okay. Gamari now playing it up to the front, and now Fox is back on the run. She's back on top of the 18, fighting off Stephanie Powick, plays a huge cross into the box, and then they have a streaking Nazario there. Nazario tries to flick it on one time for the shot, but it is just not enough as Tassano's aggression outlasts Nazario's offensive attack, and Tassano kicks it now back to half field, right to the foot of Mariah Meza, although Kayla Carlson is there to help, and Stowell now comes up trying to recover from being so far up. She was with her back line, and they're just going to let that ball run out as Daggy shields it for the Dominican throw-in deep in their own zone.
The Penguins have to shut down Autumn Fox. She's been making great runs and great plays down this right wing, and that's dangerous. A good cross or a good shot, and the ball goes in. You know, it's very dangerous.
On the throw-in now, they're going to play it back to the middle, and Dominican Catherine Klein is going to play it to the middle. It's going to be a through ball all the way down, but just out of the reach of Kayla Carlson. It's going to go to the keeper, and they're going to play it back to the middle. And now the Gators are going to kick it all the way back to the Tassano, the Penguins keeper. And it's going to be a botched clearance, although Stephanie Powick is luckily there to save it and clear it all the way out to Finks, where Finks can find the foot of Mariah Meza, who then plays a one-time pass to Kayla Carlson, who plays a one-time pass to Lauren Golnick, who plays a one-time pass to Dubak. And it's just that last one time is too much for Dubak, and it's going to go to the keeper, Norden.
Dubak made a great run. A great diagonal run to the middle, seeing that Golnick was going to get the ball, and Golnick was going to pass it one-timer, but just a little too far by Golnick.
Now here comes the kick, and it's going to go all the way to half field, where we're going to have Finks there to on the recovery. She's going to play Golnick. Golnick's touching it back to her own, trying to keep possession. Powick dummies it one time, and it's going to go back to Stowell, who's going to come up and be quite aggressive, toe-poking it all the way forward to half field. But the Gators now have regained possession, and here comes Vidal, who's going to play it off to Fox one time, but Tassano's sliding out, and Fox gets it back, and she puts it into the back of the net for another goal. Tassano came out very well, stopped it one time, but Fox was too persistent, regained possession, and put it in the back of the net.
As IJ said, Autumn Fox is crazy good. She's got speed. And as I told you before, she was going to be a threat and she was going to be dangerous, and she just proved that.
All right, so now we're going to have some substitutions. We're going to have Kayleen Belda come in. We're going to have Kimber Lohman come in, and then we're also going to have Minkles come in. So a lot of substitutions. I feel like this Gator team is starting to get a little fatigued, maybe, or maybe they're just trying to give their other players some time. It is now 3-1. The Gators are in the lead, and there is just 15 minutes left in this first half as the wind continues to pick up.
Keep in mind, Frankie, the game is not even close to being over. A lot of things can happen for the rest of this half and for the rest of the next half.
You cannot be more accurate about that. There is still a whole other 45 to be played. And as you were saying in pregame, they cannot let their heads get down. On the ensuing kickoff, it's going to be played all the way back to the Gators' back line where they're going to control it and just play around with it a little bit. It looks like they're just trying to keep possession. They have Jada Williams back there, and they also have Brittany Oldham, and both of them are just going to play it off to the left wing where they're going to play it all the way up where Stowell is defending. Stowell then tries to head it away, but it is just not enough for Chelsea Frostick. Frostick now has the ball. Frostick lays it off to Weltstein, who has already a goal, and she's going to play one cross in, who's going to go right to the feet of Steph Powick, and it does not go all the way through. Now we have Wittstein back with the ball, and she is going to make a throw-in out of this. Wettstein very, very aggressive, and she is all over this right wing.
This Dominican defense is not doing very well right now. I think the freshmen are getting a little bit nervous, a little bit. I think they're just getting their heads down, the freshmen especially, because they don't have that much experience.
Throwing now for Gamari, and it's going to go right to the foot of Belda. Belda's going to throw a bite, kind of, and it's going to go into the back of the net. Another goal. Belda just, it was like a high kick in the box, got her foot on it, and it went right into the back of the net. Off the throw, and it's going to bounce one time, flicked on into the air. Belda's just going to throw her foot up one time, and it just goes right into the back of the net.
That's how I was just saying. The defense needs to figure themselves out. I think that the Coach Kelly Coffey, should make a substitution for the defense. Take out some of the freshmen, put in some of the veterans, and hopefully they get somewhere, because two goals or three goals in the span of 10 minutes is ridiculous. They need to change something.
It is now 4-1 with 13 minutes left in the first half. Ivy Torres is coming on for Dubok, and Mariah Meza is coming out for Melissa Stokely. Off the kickoff, Lauren Golnick now takes it and passes it off to Stowell on the right side. Stowell is going to try to touch it around, but gets dispossessed by Stronsbury. Stronsbury has the ball about midfield. Stowell is not being is being very resilient on keeping her away from the ball. Catherine Klein then dispossesses her, lays it off to Kayla Carlson, but it gets touched away, and it's going to be a Penguin throw-in. Stokely throws it into Stowell. Stowell plays a big ball into Kayla Carlson. Carlson then lays it off, but she's going to be fouled from behind. So it's going to be quite a free kick, and it looks like Ivy Torres is going to be taking this free kick, although Lauren Golnick is coming back to help. Both of them there. Ooh, it was a dummy play. They're just gonna, if you don't know what a dummy is, then that means that when you use your body to use a juke move instead of using the ball, so your body is the dummy. We're not actually calling them dummies themselves, if you guys are not up to date with their terminology on soccer. Here comes a free kick now. Ivy Torres dummies over it, and Lauren Golnick with a left-footed shot. And there is a whistle blown. Waiting for a call here. As of now, it looks like they're going to retake the free kick. I think the line may have scooted up. I'm not quite sure. Here comes the redoing free kick. Another dummy from it, and it's going to go right to the keeper. The same play was ran, but a better shot, I must say, from Lauren Golnick.
A better shot, but they should have done something different, because they did that right before, and I think the Gators knew that they were going to do the same thing.
Now here comes Owens. He's going to play it off to Lauren Golnick, who's going to try to find Melissa Stokely streaking. But Laura Shea is there to stop that, and she's going to play it off to her friend Bianca Lowe. And her teammate is going to play it off to the middle, who has Williams there. And Williams is going to take a huge shot. I think that she thought that Tisana was just a little too far out. Maybe she could play it over the top. I'm not quite sure. But that was a very ambitious shot, to say the least.
That was – but it was – it looked dangerous from where we're sitting, but the wind just took it off frame.
And now we have some substitutions again for the Dominican Penguins. Alyssa Campbell is coming in for Danielle Finks. Let's see how some defense might help with this Penguin team, being down 4-1 with just 10 minutes left in the game. And you are listening to Penguin Radio only on the one and only radio.dominican.edu. And here comes the throw-in for the Penguins now. And it's going to go to the feet of Stowell. Stowell is now getting dispossessed by Belda, and Belda's going to play it back to her helping Mitty, who is going to be Cassie Stronsberry. And Stronsberry is just going to play it all the way back to the defenders, and now they're going to hang on to the ball.
Great movement. They didn't find an option up front. Passed it back all the way to the defensive line. Defensive line switched the play, and now they're coming back up again.
Frostick now has it in the back line. Now they're going to start moving some ways forward. It's going to go off to Loham. Loham's going to play a big ball into the box where she has Belda there, and Belda's just going to have the ball. Although I guess it was a little too physical. Kelly Coffey, the coach, was also calling for it as well, and they're going to get the free kick. So the Penguins are going to get out of this jam. And now Steph Powick is going to have another big kick, and it's going to go right to Golnick. Golnick looked like she was being held a little bit, and aggressions are starting to come out a little bit as play resumes from the free kick. It's going to go right to Kayla Carlson, who's going to lay it off to Ivy Torres, who's going to one-time head it back to Kayla Carlson. Kayla Carlson's going to get dispossessed, although Steph Powick is going to win it back. Catherine Kahn then plays it back, trying to get it out of her own zone, right to the foot of Frostick. Frostick then is going to play it over to her midfielder, Gamari. Gamari's going to play it back to Williams. Williams off to the other side, and a huge switch for this Gators team. And then she's going to try to play it forward into the new welcoming Melissa Stokely, and it's going to be out of bounds for a Gators throw-in.
The Lady Penguins cannot lose their heads. They cannot get too aggressive. They cannot start fouling more and getting more yellow cards. They cannot do that. They got to keep their heads and play as if it's 0-0.
Here's a throw-in now. It's going to go already into the middle of the ball, or into the middle of the field, right to Schuster. And Schuster is going to take the ball and pass it and lay it off into her own teammate, who is going to be Gamari. Gamari then plays it all the way back to the defenders, and we've seen this move before. They're going to switch the fields again. So here comes Oldham. She's now coming to the left side of the field from the, or to the right side of the field from the left, and she's going to play it off of a deflection to Schuster's foot. Schuster's going to lay it off to Lohan. Lohan's going to play a one-time ball, and it's going to go right off of Powick's chest or shoulder into the hands of Tisano. Thankfully, that could have been a lot worse of the deflection, but it went right to her hands and out of danger. Tisana now is going to play it deep. One of her best kicks yet, I think because the wind's picking up, to the head of Carol Collarson. She's going to play it off to Frostick to the left side. To the right side, I apologize. And Lauren Golnick is going to be there for the challenge, and it's going to go out for a Gators throw-in. On the ensuing throw-in, it's going to go right to Loman. Loman's now going to dance around backwards and get dispossessed by Ivy Torres, who are... Both of them are playing very aggressively. And Lohan and Ivy Torres get into it now, but they're going to call it in favor of the Penguins. The Gators bench not happy about that call.
Very aggressive. I like the ref let it play on and then called it when it got too aggressive.
Here comes Powick on the free kick. She's going to play it off to Owens, and it's going to be a big cross across the box, but just too much, and it's going to go all the way to the left side to the foot of Stransberry. And now Melissa Stokely's getting involved, and she's going to ask for the throw-in, and she does get the call. She just picked up the ball not knowing whose ball it was, and it ended up being a Dominican Penguins ball. And now they're playing it down the line, just back and forth in between Stowell and Stokely. Stokely trying to get it into the middle of the Carlson, but just cannot find her foot. Stowell now has the ball into the middle of the field, plays it off to 14, who is going to be Alyssa Campbell. Campbell now lays it back off to Catherine Klein. Klein plays it down the line, and it's going to go out for a Penguin throw-in. And then we're going to be having some substitutions. Coming in, we're going to be having Sammy Clausen, seeing her first sides of the day for. She's going to be coming in for Catherine Klein. And then we have, on the Gators side, Kaylin Toyama coming in for Laura Shea. So fresh legs on both sides. We basically almost have a new 11 with 5 minutes and 30 seconds left in the first half. The Penguins have the ball way deep in the Gator zone. Let's see if they can make something of it. In the ensuing throw-in to Stokely, tries to play it over the top to Carlson, but gets flown away by Jada Williams' big leg. Jada Williams kicks it up again forward as it goes forward. And now it is in the middle. Sammy Clausen seeing her first touches of the day. Although prior to that, Nazario slides in and is going to give the Penguins another free kick. Ivy Torres is looking to take this free kick. Now here we go, big kick into the box. Just over the head of Alyssa Campbell. Could have had another goal there if she got her hit on it, but the bounce was just a little too much.
And good hands by Karen Norden, the goalkeeper.
On the big kick from her to half field, the Penguins have a possessed. Alyssa Campbell just has it in the middle of the field, plays it off to Stowell on the right side. Carol Carlson tries to make a move and get it to the Melissa Stokely, I believe, on the far side. Yes, that is Melissa Stokely. And it's going to go out for a Penguin throw in. Stowell trying to find Ivy Torres but gets dispossessed. Stowell gets it back, however, and plays a huge ball all the way across the field. And it goes into. The bounce goes into both of them, to Lauren Golnick and the keeper, but Lauren Golnick does not care, and she goes up. And she reached her arms out, and she knocked down the goalkeeper. Although this was not a – that could have been a yellow, don't you think?
I would have given her a yellow. She went with intent. She knew what she was doing. She knew she was going to get the ball, and she still went in hard.
Lauren Golnick, all she has on her mind is winning, and that could have hurt her team there. But now Ivy Torres and some reciprocation from the other team taking down Lauren Golnick. Lauren Golnick not happy about that, but she does not get the penalty.
She does not look happy coming back from that tackle. She was hoping the ref would call something and nothing.
This is an aggressive game. So now we're going to have a goal kick. Kick shorter. And it's going to go all the way out to Lauren Golnick on the side. Lauren Golnick's going to play it down the line to Ivy Torres. Ivy Torres keeps it in bounds. Oh, the AR has the better angle, and he said no, that ball is out of bounds. So it's going to be a Gator throw-in. The ensuing throw-in from Chelsea Frostick is a big one all the way to Steph Owens, and it's going to go out for another throw-in, moving down to about half field. We're going to have Frostick with another throw-in. Another big throw-in, and it's going to go to Sammy Clausen. And Sammy's going to go off Sammy Clausen's foot, and Clausen now is hustling back to get back because it is going to be a free kick. Clausen is getting a little scrappy in there.
Yeah,
this whole Penguins team is not afraid.
She's been getting a little scrappy with number 6, Molly Schuster, and the ref has been watching them.
Here's the free kick, a big ball into the box, but Ivy Torres deflects it away, although Schuster kind of gets a little hit on Ivy Torres, so it's going to be a free kick for the Penguins. Now the ref giving Lohman a little talking to, saying, hey, you guys need to simmer down. With just 2 minutes left in this first half, the score is 1-4 in favor of the Gators. Stokely now on the goal kick, tries to settle it down but just can't. Ball bouncing around a lot, not really possessed until Stowell finally takes it on the far right side. And it gets deflected, but Stowell still has possession. Just shielding it now, plays it over to the middle, and one touches it back out to Stokely. Stokely then gets it tipped away, and it's going to be a Penguin throw-in.
The Penguins are just looking for the halftime whistle to blow. They need a little rest. They need to recover themselves. They need to regroup and organize. You know, they need a little break.
I think recomposure is one of the biggest things. And now off the ensuing throw-in, it's going to be played all the way to the other side for Steph Owens. And Steph Owens is going to try to play ball down the line to Lauren Golnick, but it is just out of her reach, and it's going to be a Gator throw-in. Put off the throw-in, Owens makes up for it by winning the ball back for her team. And now Kayla Carlson and Sammy Clausen both fighting for it to Lauren Golnick. Lauren Golnick now passes it back to Owens. Owens then passes it back to Powick. Powick's going to one-time it over to Ivy Torres. Ivy Torres is going to flick it on to Kayla Carlson, who's going to run down. And now a little miscommunication with the Gators, and they're going to have a botched clearance. Now it's going to be a throw-in for the Gators.
Great, great little play. Great ball movement by the Macon Penguins. They knew where everyone was, and they created it. Just very, very good. Also, very good defensive play by the Gators to stop that.
Here comes a throw-in. Dominican having some nice movement. And now a big cross left-footed from the Lauren Golnick, and it's going to go all the way out. A botched save from the keeper. And now it's going to be Melissa Stokely, who's going to dummy it one time between her legs and going to try to clear it back into the box, but it just does not work, and it's going to go out for a goal kick, or for a goal kick, which is going to lead us into halftime. The score is 1-4 with the Gators leading. What are your first half thoughts, Joaquin?
They were great halves. Great half, great teams. Just the defensive side of the Dominican Penguins was not there. They were lazy on the ball. They misjudged the ball placement. The Gators had was on point with the shots, with the team, or with the ball movement. They were moving around everything. Now we need both teams to, for the Gators not to get too cocky, and for the Penguins not to lose their heads and to recomposure themselves. You know,
it is definitely going to be a interesting second half that we have coming up here. Again, the score is 1-4 in favor of the Gators. We will be right back after this halftime break to give you second half play-by-play. Again, you are listening to radio.dominican.edu. This is Penguin Radio. I am Frankie Luongo with Joaquin Cordero. We will be right back. Okay, we are about ready to get back to the soccer broadcast. The two fields are on the field right now, or the two teams are on the field right now. And we are going to be having the same starting 11 as we did in the beginning. And we're going to be having about the same starting for the other team as well. However, we're not going to be having the same keeper. We're going to be having Ariana Wesley on the starting side for the Gators this half. Joaquin, what do you think that they talked about over at halftime?
I think that the Dominican Penguins talked about possession, ball movement, defense, especially defense. I think they talked about defense, and I'm surprised that they haven't changed their defense at all, except they put Sammy Clausen in the back instead of Stowell. I think that the Gators are talking just, I mean, they did everything perfectly. I think the coach, all he has to say is keep your head in the game. Don't let it get to your head. Don't get too cocky. Don't think that they can't come back. They still have 45 minutes. Anything can happen. We scored five goals in 45 minutes. They can score six in 45 minutes. Anything can happen.
Anything can happen. I agree with you 100% on that one. So we're about ready to get this second half started, and here is the touch. And we have Isabel Navarro touching off, and she plays a deep ball all the way down. And immediately there is... Oh, and the penalty is the other way around. It is on number 26. Cassie Stronsberry went into a big collision with Sydney Clausen, or I'm sorry, with Sammy Clausen. And Clausen ended up getting the penalty call. They were talking about that over half a lot, that Clausen is being very chippy. And now here comes the free kick into the box, and it is cleared away just barely, and it's going to go out for another corner kick. The story I think as well is corner kicks in this game, Joaquin. They had three in the first half, while Dominican had zero.
Well, I think that all three corner kicks have been kind of dangerous since they've been a lot of them on the ground. The ground is a very dangerous place to put the corner kick, especially if it's at the right speed and the right place. If it hits off at someone, anything can happen, and it can go in the back of the net, and the goalkeeper wouldn't even know.
Here comes the corner kick, and it is a short corner kick played off, and it is immediately deflated, and it has gone away for a big clearance, and now the Penguins are starting to press up, and another botched clearance from the Gators, and that has the Penguins about all the way up to half field, and this game is about even on the playing field as of current. Now Dubuk, back to the left side, plays it off to Owens. Owens then plays it back to Steph Powell. Powell then dances around, plays it back to Owens, who has some room to play up to Dubuk. Dubuk then gets fouled and is going to draw the free kick. So at about half field, they now have another free kick to take. And it's going to be Powick taking it. Powick on the free kick now. Lena Miller is there. Ivy Tor is there to recover. And we also have another push in the back, but no foul called. Bianca Lowe was on the push there. But we have Kaiser there for the playback, but it gets touched away, and we have a new number. We have number 33, Janelle Banderill. Banderill now playing as Mitty. Banderill has the ball now as a lefty, puts a big clearance in the middle, and it is stopped by Alyssa Campbell. Campbell plays it up to Mariah Mesa. Mariah Mesa is fighting off a defender and plays it up over to Kaiser. Kaiser tries to drill one, and it just goes out of bounds for a throw-in, and we're going to have Sammy Clausen take this throw-in, and the throw-in is going to go to a checking Lena Miller. Lena Miller checks two, hits a flick over the top. Mariah Mesa is there for the recovery. Lena Miller then takes the ball and plays it off to Dubuk, but it gets touched away. Campbell's there on the recovery for the Penguins. Dubuk then plays it into the middle, just past Ivy Torres, and it's going to go to the keeper. So immediately, Dominican's starting to get up a lot more. On the kick forward, it's going to be Stronsberry, and she gets dispossessed, and she's going to play it up to Mariah Mesa off the deflection, and it's also going to go to Kara Daggy. Daggy's going to play a big ball forward to Kaiser. Kaiser then gets dispossessed, and it's going to go right to the keeper. Big kick from the keeper back to half field. Lena Miller has it on off the Ivy Torres clearance, and now it's going to be Kaiser down the sideline. Kaiser's going to dribble it past the defender, touch it into the middle. Mariah Mesa is shielding her defender, and she just gets it touched away. The clearance, however, is not too good, and we have Sammy Clausen who's going to play a big ball back, flick over from Mariah Meza, and it's going to go all the way down. Dubuck is going to try her hardest to get there, and she will get there and play it all the way back up to Steph Owens, who puts a cross in, but it gets flown away from Gamari immediately. Gamari then plays it up to the Nazaria, who already has a goal, and she's going to play outside the football to Belda. Belda's going to play a ball, and it's going to get stopped, but there's going to be an already offsides call earlier, and it's going to come back, and it's going to be a free kick.
What a dangerous, dangerous, dangerous counterattack. They got the ball in the back. They took it three beautiful passes, and just the last one was barely offsides, but great play.
Free kick to the middle to Dubok. Ivy Torres lays it off. Ivy Torres lays it off to Lena Miller. Lena Miller now has the ball, and she gets hit from behind, and she's going to get the free kick call. Lena's going to draw the foul from Gamari. Gamari has a nice little hit from the back on Lena, and they're going to have the free kick at a little in front of the half field mark. Kelly Coffey instructing his team now to get into the box. They have quite a bit down there. And now here comes the free kick from Steph Powick into the box. Mariah Meza has the shield again, and she's just going to lose it. A lot of conjunction going on in the box, but is at the end cleared away to Sammy Clausen's foot, who's going to play a ball over the top to the keeper, keep her players up forward.
Wow, that was chaotic and a full lot of cluster in the box. That was just unorganized, but it might have turned to a goal. Luckily, it didn't.
Off the kick forward, Sammy Clausen is going to touch it, and it's going to go forward. Lena Miller is then going to play it over the top. Kaiser is going to try her hardest to get there, but Ben Darrell is just going to touch it around her and lay it off to her left winger, which is going to be Wettstein, who also has a goal. Wettstein's then going to play a huge ball over the top, and it's going to go right to the hands of the keeper, Tizana. Tizana lays it off to Steph Owens. Owens dribbling down the sideline, looks for Dubuck. Dubuck is very fast. She almost gets past to get to that ball, but it's going to be kicked out for a Penguin throw-in.
Molly Schuster tried holding Dubuck back, but Dubuck just ran right past her and almost got the ball, but thank God for the Gator defender who came to the rescue.
Owen's going to throw it to Dubuck. Dubuck chests it. Mariah Meza tries shielding it, but it gets cleared out. Now Campbell at the top to Sammy Clausen. Clausen's trying to find her teammate. It's 1-2 together. Puts Sammy right in position for a scoring opportunity. Gets into it with the teammate. And then she plays it over across the middle to Campbell. Now Dubuck down the line. Dubuck now has it on the far side on the left. And Dubuck has it in the corner. And she gets it kicked out. And it's going to be another Dominican throw-in.
The Penguins are answering back to these four goals from the Gators. They're trying to get that second goal to help them go, to help them get into the, at least tie the game or get a better result. They're trying their hardest. Their intensity and that halftime talk by the coach must have helped.
Here comes a throw-in, and it's going to be right to Mariah Meza, but it's going to get deflected off, and instead of everybody was thinking it was going to be a goal kick, but the ref says otherwise, and it's going to be a corner kick for the Lady Penguins. Steph Powick is going to be on the post to take this free kick. Corner kick, I should say. Now as the Penguins are getting settled into the box, Powick's hand goes up, and here comes the cross. It's a good cross into the box. Right off Campbell's foot, headed out a little farther, back in with Campbell, more collusion. Oh man, it is cleared away, barely. And now here we have Nazario on the run, and it has just hurt another defender. She has four others running with her, and it is going to be a penalty kick. Nazario really thought that she had a break, and so did the rest of her team, but instead of just dispossessing her, they accidentally knocked her over and knocked a free kick just outside the 18, so it should be a pretty good look for this team.
What a smart tackle. What a smart foul by Powell.
I agree.
Powick, she knew that Nazari was going to get through. She's got speed, and she decided to bring him down. Great foul. Yeah, it brings him a free kick. Free kick may not go in.
Now here comes a free kick. We have number 20 up there, which is going to be Chelsea Frostick. I'm sorry, number 21. It's going to be Weinstein, who already has a goal. Drills one and just left of the bar, and it's going to be a goal kick for the Lady Penguins. Tremendous shot there. She has quite a leg on her. And now here we go with the goal kick for the Penguins. Tassano plays it short to Sammy Clausen, who flips it over one time. A great header. And it's going to go out for a throw-in for the Penguins. Penguins now on the throw-in. Lena Miller checking two again. Very good at that. Although she does get dispossessed, and it's going to be Gassioka. Gassioko, who's going to play it across the middle, and it's almost a goal, but it's cleared away at the last second by Powick, doing a tremendous job down inside the 18-yard box. Here's a check two to Gassioko. Gassioko. And it's going to be a Dominican throw-in. Penguins throw into Mariah Meza, and she touches it one time forward, but she just cannot reach the foot of Kaiser. It is then cleared back, but Campbell on the attack is there, and she hits it forward again. Campbell then plays it to Ivy Torres, who plays it back to Steph Owens. Owens down the line, but Dubuck was not on the same page and did not see that run coming, so it was going to be a Gator throw-in.
The intensity is high during this right now, with the Dominican Penguins finally pushing up and the Gators finally giving some leeway in the defense. I mean, they still haven't scored a goal, but it's coming. I feel like it's coming. Also, the Gator offense is still pushing very, very hard.
Now here comes a throw-in down the line, and the Gators are immediately on the attack. Ivy Torres is there to stop the run, and Dubuck also gets back on her own, which is very good. You don't see many wingers getting back like that. Now here comes the Gators. We have Gamari with a big clearance, although it is a little too much, and it's going to go right to Tafano for a big clearance.
Tassano needs to hold on to the ball a little longer so the Penguins can calm down and relax and organize themselves and get their formation back on.
Tassano's big clearance leads to Steph Owens running down the sideline with the ball. Tries to get an outside-the-foot through ball to Dubuck, but it just does not make its way. But it's also deflected off of a Gator player, so it's going to wind up being a Dominican throw-in. Dominican trying to be a little cheeky, and they try to make it up top, trying to push their way forward, as we saw in the men's game, but it does not work out again. Now Mariah Meza tries the little cheekiness herself, trying to roll one through the player's legs, but it goes out of her on her for another Penguin throw-in. So it did work out a little bit, but it did not get the result that I believe she wanted. And now running down the line off the following throw-in, it's going to be Dubuck and another player, and they both go down, and it's going to be a foul on Dubuck, and it's going to be a free kick for the Gators. Off the free kick, it's going to go back to the middle of the field and out of bounds again for a Gator. Throwing, and now it's going to be some substitutions. Number 22, Shannon Rauschnau, is coming in for Kelsey Wettstein. And the Penguins have some substitutions of their own that are going to be coming a little bit later. Off the ensuing throw-in for the Gators, it's going to go right to the foot of Oldham. Oldham now is going to possess it, and Ivy Torres takes it right back, but then gives it right back. And now they're going to switch the fields all the way to Banderlin, and she's going to play a ball right into the middle where an opening is. And Ivy Torres is just going to lay out Bianca Lowe, and it's going to be a free kick for the Gators.
That was definitely a free kick by Ivy. She just ran through Gazioko, she ran through it, and now they have a very, very dangerous free kick about 24, 25 yards away from the goal.
Taking this free kick is Gamari, and all the players are lining up outside the 18, and it looks like they're all going to make a run into it. Be interesting to see the play here that the Gators have in store. Off the free kick, it's going to go short corner, trying to play it, but it does not work out, and it's going to go right out for a goal kick for the Penguins.
A free kick wasted by the Gators, one that they may not need, but one that should have been taken advantage of.
And now Finks is going to come back in for Alyssa Campbell, who had some really good minutes. She played very well for herself, and Finks is going to come in and try to restore that same center mid that Campbell was holding on to. Fink started the game and she did very well, so I anticipate she will continue that. And now here comes the goal kick up to the middle. It's going to be played out wide to Owens from Finks. Owens is trying to find Dubuck, but she's just going to take it herself into the middle. Has two men on her heel, but she's just going to try to play across into the middle, but it gets deflected off of Stronsberry, and it's going to become a free or a throw-in for the Penguins. Throw-in goes to Dubock from Owens. Owens gets it back off Dubock's touch, and it is dispossessed and now is out to the middle, but Lena Miller steals that one away, and she tries to turn it around three defenders, and she does, and then she gets touched down to the ground. No foul called, but it is now the Gators' ball, and they are running strongly with it. Kaylee Belda is on ball right now, and she tries to swing it around to Rauschnott, and she does do that. And then Nazario puts it all the way over to the far side to Banderell, and she kicks it off a defender, and it goes out for a throw in. Now off the throw in, it's going to go to Nazario. Nazario is going to play it off to the middle. Ivy Torres then dispossesses her, and she tries to play it to Dubuck, but it does not work out, and Chester takes it. Chester then plays it down the sideline to Belda. Belda gets taken down by Powick. No foul called, and it's going to be a throw-in for the Gators.
The ref letting these ladies play aggressive, not calling a lot of fouls when she did first half, but now I think she's realized that she's got to let them play to keep the flow of the game, because the flow of the game is something important. If you stop it too many times, it's going to become choppy, and the teams are going to, both teams are going to lose their flow and their rhythm.
And now,
so they need to keep the flow going.
Now Minx is going to come back on for Stronsberry, and we're going to have Stokely, Klein, and Lauren Golnick come on for Lena Miller, Ivy Torres, and Bailey Kaiser. All three of these ladies played very well today, and hopefully these substitutions can really help the Penguins get some fresh legs and progress their play. Now here comes a throw into the box, flicked on one time and over the top of the box, and it goes out for a goal kick. And it's going to be, oh, it was deflected, and it's going to be a corner kick. With just 27 minutes left here in the second half, still down 1-4 to the Gators, the Penguins are, and it is going to be a corner kick. Again, you are listening to radio.dominican.edu. This is the one and only Penguin Radio. I am Frankie Luongo with Joaquin Cordero, and here is the corner kick. And it is short of the box, and it is deflected away right to the foot of Lauren Golnick, who's going to try to play it out wide for Dubuck, and we could really see her speed as she's right by us, and she is just flying down the field, taking it at least 30, 45 yards, now taking it into the 18, plays a big cross into Lauren Golnick, and it just gets deflected away. A tremendous run from Dubuck, but it just was not enough. Now Sammy Clausen's going to try to put her own name on this play and head it forward back into play, and Catherine Klein gets deflected in the back of the head and feels like she should have been a foul there. And now is all the way back down into Penguin territory, but it is hit away from Kiara Daggy, and it is going to be a throw-in for the Gators.
Jaw-dropping run by Dubock down this right wing to get into crossing position. Great run. She ran 40 yards at least.
Loman's coming on for Nazario, and Toyama is coming on for Schuster. And now we have another substitution. Vidal is coming. Oh, there has been a improper check-in. She's going to have to wait a little bit. And now the throw-in from the Gators. It's going to be bounced around Steph Owens is now going to try to deflect it out of the Penguins area. Catherine Klein is being held on, and now the ref sees it, and she's going to call the penalty. A lot of physicality.
A lot. I like the fact that this ref is letting them play on, except for when it's a blatant foul that definitely stops the play of the game.
And now here comes a free kick right to the foot of Mariah Meza, and now they are in on the attack, although it is immediately stamped as the other team, as the Gators progress forward. And now Rauschenot has a break free, and she plays a beautiful ball into Belda. Belda is now running down the field. Steph Powell is trying to fight her way back, and she ends up pushing it out of bounds for another throw-in for the Gators. And now we have Sabrina Corpus making her first time onto the field, coming in for number 19, Kayleen Belda. The throw-in for the Gators is going to be a good one, and it goes into the box, but not good enough to get them what they really wanted, as is deflected away by Sammy Clausen, who's done so much effort this game. Now Melissa Stokely is making her name on this second half as she deflects it away, but it is still going to roll down for a corner kick.
Still, the Gators are pressuring. They've been in the Dominican half for at least 2 minutes, just pounding away at the goal, pounding with the defense. The Dominican defense has not let up anything yet, but this corner may change that. Let's see.
Now with 24 minutes left in the game, it is still 1-4. The Gators are leading, and the corner kick is coming from number 10, Hannah Meekles. And here it comes into the box. It's a good kick, and it is tipped away. Very dangerous ball is tipped again, and it goes onto the top of the crossbar and over for a goal kick. Very, very dangerous.
I don't know about you, Frank, but that first corner for sure almost looked like it was going to go in. And then the goalkeeper, got it out, and then Gator offensive player headed it, and it went on top of the goal, the crossbar and over.
Very, very dangerous ball. And now here comes a throw-in for off the goal kick. It is played out to the side, and it is drilled out of bounds. A little unnecessary, but now it's going to be another throw-in. Penguins are moving their way down the field. And Dubuc just showing her speed again. So incredible. She's like Dash from The Incredibles. That's how quick she's running.
And yet her energy has not given up.
And yet she still has the endurance to continue playing at a very high speed.
Those two-a-days.
We do actually have a substitution for the Penguins again. Gabriella Tassano is coming off, and Syl Islas is making her way onto the field for the first time, getting a new look at goal. And now off the throw, and it is played off to the left side, and the cross comes to the middle, and we have a lot of conjunction going on in the middle, and it is one time played over the top, and it is deflected, a bad botched, and it is off to Lohman. It was a bad clearance. It was a very bad clearance, and it was Lohman on the run, and the speed and heart that Daggy had to get back was incredible, and she saved the day, and she got a foul called, and it went back to...
It was a bad touch by Daggy at the beginning. Then number 5, Kimber Lohman, ran it, but Daggy decided, I'm not going to give up yet. She ran, she sprinted, and she got the ball, getting the foul.
Ensuing play at the top of around the 40. Hannah Gamari is going to look to play this ball into the box, it seems like. Into the box, very deep ball right to the hands of Islas, and it is a very good catch, and she will be just fine throwing that out to Dubuc. Dubuc, and it is going to go right to Steph Owens, play it back to Steph Powick one more time across the middle, and is going to go all the way to the right side of the field to Mariah Meza, who's coming along, but it is kneed away by Kat Garcia, who came in, and now is going to be a free kick. free kick taken by Steph Powick. Powick now on the ensuing free kick from about half. Bounces it into the box, and it is cleared away easily by Sabrina Corpus. Sabrina Corpus now continues to run with it. Catherine Klein chasing her down, and she takes a huge touch forward, and it gets all the way down there. Daggy is the only one left to stop it, and she throws it out of bounds. So now it is going to be a throw-in for the Gators.
Frank, if you notice, both benches are standing up. All teams, every player standing up to support their team and to give them a nice cheer.
That is very true. With now just 20 minutes flat left in the game, the throw-in into the box. Powick throws it, uses her body to get it out of the way. And now a shot on goal, and it goes just wide. Shot from Natasha Gassiaco. Very, very close shot that almost was on frame.
She tried finessing it. She tried curling it into the back of the net, but that did not happen, and it just went straight.
It is a very tough shot to shoot. Now here comes the goal kick out to the middle. Hit back to Steph Owens, who's going to head it away. Now we are going to be seeing some substitutions in a little while after this throw-in, I'm assuming. Big throw-in into the box, headed away by Owens. Owens is now having them clear out. Golnick plays it forward, and it gets deflected, and it's going to be played back into the box. That is Roshna on the ball, who's going to be playing it with Lohman. Lohman and them both using great teamwork together, but it is won back by the Penguins, and now Melissa Stokely is going to play a nice ball to Mariah Meza. Mariah Meza is going to try to take advantage of this botched free kick, and is just gone into the keeper, and Mariah Meza is having words with the ref.
Very dangerous. Mariah Meza almost kicked the goalkeeper, but she was pushed, and there's nothing she could do other than try to move her legs out of the way.
I agree. That was a very aggressive play from the other team. They pushed her into the keeper, which led her to not be able to do anything. And now this goal kick led to a free kick, pushing the back off the header, and now it's going to be a Steph Powick free kick at half. Big kick, far box. Dubuck is there, getting chased down by Toyama. Toyama and Dubuck now both in there, and Dubuck wins it, and she's going to play it out to Lauren Golnick. Golnick's going to play into the box to Mariah Meza, but she cannot hold on to it. Now Steph Powick is getting into the action. Her and Owens both fighting off Loham, and it's just not enough. Lohman.
The aggressiveness is still there. All the girls are still being aggressive. They're still fighting for every single one of the balls. Every inch counts.
Now Mariah Meza is trying to find her way down to Melissa Stokely, but she cannot find her. It's way too much, and it's going to go all the way down to the keeper. Keeper picks up the ball. She has some time with it. Big kick about to about half. Nobody there to challenge it. It is played down to the ground, and now we have Lauren Golnick on it. She's dancing around with the defender, and Lauren Golnick is going to get called a foul for pushing the other girl to the ground, but that looked a little floppish. On the ensuing free kick, it's going to go all the way down to the other 18-yard box until it is cleared away by Sammy Clausen. Except it is won back by the Penguins. Dubuck now plays it to Lauren Golnick. Golnick now is going to play it through, but it's just going to get deflected. And now Gamari is going to play it back to her keeper, to her defender, Kat Garcia. Garcia is going to play it off to Banderill. Banderill is going to play it over to Corpus. Corpus back to Banderill. Catherine Klein now is going to try to take a nice 1-2 touch, and she's going to get hit, and it's going to go back for a free kick
Katrina
for the Penguins.
Katrina Klein has been getting fouled nonstop. She's been on the ground so many times. Yeah. She's so fast, and she knows how to move the ball. She's a very key part of this midfield.
She is not afraid to get dirty. She's a very good player, very scrappy player. Oh, now here comes the Penguins off the free kick, but it is a very good touch away by Daggy, and it's going to get that. They're going to get the throw-in off of it for the Gators, but rather that than still have the ball. Now Powick is coming off for Kelsey DiCarlo, and Dubak is coming off for Yvette Lonzano, and Lauren Golnick is coming off for another freshman, Cynthia Smith. So Yvette Lozano, Kelsey DiCarlo, and Cynthia Smith are the three people that have just come onto the pitch. Now off the free kick, they're going to play it over the top, and Sammy Clausen with another big clearance, Mariah Meza with another flick on, and now we have Yvette Lozano with her first touches. Passes it off to Mariah Meza very well. And now she is trying to stay on ball. Mariah Meza is just getting banged on from the back. It's very tough to fight off somebody twice the size of you, but she's doing a very good job of holding her own ground and being strong.
That shows how aggressive and how much heart these girls have to play Z-soccer.
Big cross into the middle, deflected away. Yvette Lozano almost had a nice little one-time goal, but the defender, Chelsea Frostick, just got there in time. Now it is 1-4 still. Keep in mind the Gators are winning with just 14 minutes left in this game, and you are listening to radio.dominican.edu on Penguin Radio.
The Penguins have had so many free kicks and corner kicks that they need to take advantage of at least one of them.
Here's Sammy Clausen on the ensuing corner kick, and it is touched away just out of the reach. And now Steph Owens is going to take the ball, trying to keep possession, playing it all the way back. And it's going to go forward now, and Sammy Clausen is just an animal, winning the header again, and then played back to the defender, which is going to be Kat Garcia, who's going to kick it forward for the Gators. Played out forward now to Tommy Tiyama, and now touched to the middle to Corpus. Sabrina Corpus now is going to play to the side to Shannon Rochnott. Rochnott then gets dispossessed by Steph Owens. Steph Owens is going to leave it and going to play it off to Yvette Lozano, but Lozano is going to dummy it and leave it for Steph Owens so she can continue running with it. And then Kelsey DiCarlo now is having her first touches, heading it forward, keeping it out of the Penguin area. And then Daggy with another clearance. And now Melissa Stokely's taking some positive touches down the side. Melissa Stokely staying with it, shielding the ball, leaving it for Sammy Clausen. And she's being fouled, so the Penguins are going to get another free kick.
The energy and intensity is still here after a half and, you know, almost two halves, and their energy is still here. It's still as they began, and they still won. They're still fighting for it, every single ball.
Sammy Clausen now plays it into the top of the 18, and Smith is there, but she gets fouled now. She went down pretty hard. Gators players asking why that happened, but it's all pretty clear. So it's now a free kick at the top of the 18.
Very, very dangerous. This could be the goal that they've been looking for, to make it at least 4-2, to get their hopes a little higher, to get their heads a little higher. They need this goal right here.
Coming up on 12 minutes now. It's just Sammy Clausen, although Melissa Stokely does join the wall. Here comes Sammy Clausen now. So the ref is still trying to get them to go back 10 yards. Now here comes Sammy Clausen. Whistle blows. Free kick comes. And is just over the 18, or over the crossbar, and it goes out for a goal kick.
Just over the crossbar. It was a good header over the wall. I think she was hoping it would dip a little bit, but that's very hard to do, especially with this wind and this weather.
Yeah.
It just went over. I mean, it was a good shot.
I like the idea, though.
Good idea, just bad execution.
Now here comes the goal kick. Flicked on one time by the Gators. Flicked on again by the Gators, although Sammy Clausen makes sure that stops there. And now it is up for grabs. A lot of a lot of scrappy play coming now at midfield, and it's going to be a throw-in for the Gators off the deflection of Melissa Stokely.
A lot of use of their bodies is what I'm seeing.
Now throw-in coming in, and that is Finks now getting some more touches on the ball. He's going to play it all the way back, and it's going to go to the keeper with just 10 minutes left in this game. And here comes the kick from the keeper, Ariana Wesley. They switched keepers. Kick up to half field, and that is Hannah Gamari, who's looking for a free kick, and she does get it. Gamari was hit very hard from the back.
The referee mistakenly pointed the other way, saying that it was going to be Dominicans.
And the Gator
ball,
bench did
and
not
the Gator
like
bench
it.
Went wild, man. And the referee finally, she said, my bad.
Here's Gamari on the ensuing free kick. Flicked on one time, but Sammy Clausen hits that away. Now Steph Owens is running to clear the ball away, and she does so and plays it right to Lozano. And Lozano gets it out of the way. And now Lozano is going to lose the throw. Okay, so it's not going to be a throw-in for the Penguins. The AR could not make up his mind. And now the throw-in for the Gators, and it's going to go right into the box, and it's going to be a shot. Sabrina Corpus puts a beautiful shot on goal, and it goes right off Islas and is out of bounds for a throw-in. It went a huge deflection.
The AR rose his flag for an offsides, but the referee waved him down and said, play on.
But I don't know how you call off an offsides. But
I don't know either, but Kelly Coffey is complaining to the AR over here.
And now we have a throw-in for the Gators. And it is flicked on one time, flicked on again, and cleared away from Sammy Clausen. Sammy Clausen doing a tremendous job. And another deep ball that's played in, and that's going to go out of bounds for a goal kick. And now we're going to have another keeper switch for the Gators. They're going to bring in Alana John and take out Ariana Wesley.
They have brought in, they have already rotated all three of their goalkeepers.
All three of their keepers.
They're up by three, and I don't think they're scared of losing this lead right now.
Anything is possible with 8 minutes left, and they're just down by a hat trick. On the ensuing goal kick, it is going to go out for a throw-in for the Gators. Mishit off of the Penguin defender. It's going to be taken by number 14, Gamari. We have seen her all over the place this game. Here comes the throw-in now. Just short of the box. Big throw-in. And it is bouncing around inside the box and headed away. And then another hit comes, and Islas calls it off, says, let me pick it up. I have the jurisdiction here. And now here comes Steph Owens trying to clear it out. And she does, all the way to about half. Lozano is hustling up there. And it goes out of bounds. Nobody could get to it, so it's going to be a Gator throw.
With the clock winding down, both teams are, well, at least the Penguins are trying to get at least one more goal. And I think that the Gators are trying to either spend as much time as of the remaining time with the ball or trying to score it. But they do not want to give up that ball, and the Dominican Penguins have a second a threat.
I do recall last year Lauren Golnick scoring two goals in like 2 minutes. So anything is possible in soccer. Off the free kick, it is getting off the throw, and it's going to be swung all the way across the other side. And Melissa Stokely goes into a hard tackle, and is going to be she's not going to be able to win it, but it's going to get headed away into the box, and it's going to be cleared out by Kelsey DiCarlo, and it's then going to be kicked right into Islas off a big shot. Another ambitious effort. Now Islas going to play up to half field. Mariah Meza trying to win the header but just can't do it. So now she's going to play the ball, or the Hannah Meekles is going to play the ball down the line. She's going to play it into Vanessa Penunum, Panenka, and it's going to go side post just off the mark. Now Melissa Stokely is going to be coming off for number 15, Olivia Reynolds. Olivia Reynolds is going to see her first time. And then we're going to have Rachel Stowell come back on for Steph Owens.
Bringing in some fresh legs at the end of the game to see if they can get at least one little counterattack where they just need the speed and the strength and just get a goal.
With 5 minutes and 30 seconds flat left in this game, let's see what the Penguins can manage anything. Stowell immediately comes into the game and hits a big ball deep for Lozano. Lozano is now going to play it up. Stowell again is going to recover her hit and going to come up for it. And the AR is going to call it out of bounds. So it's going to be a Gator throw-in at about half. Ensuing throw-in headed straight up in the air by Rachel Stowell. Daggy also there to help.
The Gators trying to waste time with all these throw-ins, just taking their time, trying to find the right person to pass to.
And now here comes ensuing throw, and it's going to go way up in the air, headed into the box now. And now it's going to go down to the very back. Stowell is there. And then that is Daggy on the clearance. Now it's going to be another throw-in for the Gators. Gator throw-in now. It's going to go into the box again. A huge arm. And now it's going to be tipped out one time. Lozano is just going to go down hard, but she will get up. A great tip from her, and now she has the ball back from Mariah Meza. Mariah Meza now is going to lay it off to Cynthia Smith. Cynthia Smith now is going to play back to Stowell. Now right back to DiCarlo, right to Smith again, switching sides to Daggy. Daggy's now going to play it to Catherine Klein, streaking, and it's going to be kicked away by Kat Garcia. Garcia then is going to play it into Dana Jacobs. Dana Jacobs making her first touches of the game. Jacobs now on top of Stowell. No foul is called. And Jacobs is up now and plays it back to her midi. And now it's going to be a big cross into, but Stowell is going to clear it out, and Daggy's going to be there. Plays it off to Levette Lozano. Lozano's going to take it down, and it goes out of bounds. Now with just 3 minutes left.
Can they get anything going, the Penguins? Or will the Gators win 4-1?
Here's the throw-in. It's going to go off to the side. Gators have possession. A lot of back and forth. But DiCarlo is there. She's been a workhorse back there recently. DiCarlo's going to play it off to Smith. Smith's going to lay it off to Lozano. Lozano's going to one-time flick it back to Smith on a nice 1-2, but it's going to get deflected away. Mariah Meza coming back to help. And then Stowell is going to come back up for a handball off of the Gators. Stowell's trying to clear it out.
Blatant handball, but I think she was just trying to protect her face because the ball was coming right at her.
Indeed. Now Stowell's going to play a big ball, and Smith's going to try to play it, but now we have Mariah Meza right there in the middle all alone with Finks as well. Finks is going to then lay it off to Klein. Klein's going to play it off to Mariah Meza. Mariah Meza now has the ball deep in territory of the Gators, and she's going to take it around for a corner kick. 2 minutes flat now in the game, and we're going to have another sub coming in. Alyssa Campbell's coming back into the game, and she will be coming in for is coming in for Mariah Meza. She's coming off the side. The Gator bench is standing up, so it was tough to see who is leaving when they're down there. But Mariah Meza is coming off. And now here comes the corner kick from Sammy Clausen into the box and played over the top, and is going to be a goal kick for the Gators.
Once again, the Gator goalie, Alana Johnson, taking her time setting up the goal kick, walking back. You know, we'll find someone to pass to because there's a minute and 15 seconds left, and she's just trying to waste the time right now.
Off the goal kick, it's going to go into the midfield, and Catherine Klein is just going to play it out, and it's going to be another throw-in for the Gators. 1 minute flat left in this game.
This might be one of the last plays of the game right here. They got to give it their all.
And Catherine Klein is certainly doing that by she drawing a foul. It's going to be a free kick. And now they are playing it quickly. Here comes Stowell, who's looking for DiCarlo, but it seems like she's going to take the better option and play a deep ball into the box or into the Gator territory, and it's going to get cleared away, but Stowell is there. Now Daggy back into the Gator territory, keeps getting flipped on back and forth, and is going to be another free kick for the Gators taken by Gamari.
The defense of this Dominican team has looked a lot better from this half than last half. They haven't scored any goals yet. Or haven't let any goals get scored on. And she's just been they've been very, very good.
It has been a very tough game. Off of the Gamari free kick, it's going to go, and it's going to be a shot, and it's going to go way over the crossbar, and that is going to do it for this game. The San Francisco State University Gators are going to beat the Dominican University Penguins 4-1 on this gloomy day now as both the men and the women lost. What did you see from the women's game?
I saw that the three goals that they got scored on in the 10 minutes were just disorganization by the defense. They lost their heads. They didn't know what was happening. They didn't reorganize themselves. They were just caught in a fuss, and that they got three goals scored on them. If they would have just scored on once or twice more, they would have been fine. I feel like they would have recuperated. But after a 4-1 deficit at halftime, it's very, very hard to get your hopes back up.
Well, that is going to wrap it up for us here. Again, this is Penguin Radio on radio.dominican.edu. Thank you guys all for tuning in and listening to this broadcast today. And we will see you guys very soon for the next broadcast. Again, I am Frankie Luongo with my co-host, Joaquin Cordero. Thank you, and we will see you guys very soon.
Thank you.